Today, we're going to be reading a book called There's an Elephant in My Wardrobe, written by Yejide Kilanko. Let's listen to the blurb. Have you ever wished for someone who will listen to your worries? Adun does. When an elephant arrives at her home, Adun is happy to have a new friend with big ears. Adun's happy feelings go away when Eru, the elephant, begins to eat her clothes. Friends should be kind to one another. How will Adun make the elephant leave her wardrobe when it is stronger than her? Let's find out as we read. An elephant is living inside Adun's bedroom wardrobe. It was not always there. It arrived 2 months after Adun and her mother left the village and moved to a city with houses taller than osier trees. The elephant had knocked on Adun's bedroom door, waited for an invitation, and walked in with a raffia basket balanced on its head.
"Who are you?"
Adun asked as she stood in front of the elephant.
"My name is Eru," the elephant said with a smile. "I heard your cries and came to be your friend."
They sat on Adun's bed and Eru curled its trunk around Adun's shoulders. It listened as Adun talked about missing her father who lived in the village and how some children at school laughed at her thick Akure accent. Eru's big hugs and funny jokes made Adun happy. That was why she allowed the elephant to stay. And even though it was huge, its body shrunk every time it stepped into Adun's wardrobe. One afternoon, Adun wanted to leave the house to play in the sun, but the elephant stood in front of the door and would not let her pass.
"Remember, the other children don't like you," it said.
Adun blinked back her tears.
"I think some of them do,"
she said in a small voice. Eru shook its head.
"I'm the only friend you have."
The elephant repeated the words until Adun believed what it said was the truth. There was something unusual about Eru. It did not like jollof rice or fried chicken. All the elephant wanted to eat was worry. To feed it, Adun worried about things which could happen at school when she got up in the morning. While she was at school, she worried about the things she missed at home. At night, when Adun laid in bed, she worried about the tasks she had left undone. Each day, as Adun worried, Eru grew bigger and taller and taller. And no matter how much worry the elephant ate, it always asked for more. One day, as Adun walked home from school, her stomach ached as she thought about all the times Eru had made her cry. A true friend should try not to make you sad. Adun decided that the elephant was no longer her friend and therefore it had to leave. Adun stood in front of the wardrobe and knocked on the door.
"Eru, please come out. I want to talk to you."
The elephant stepped out of the wardrobe with a raised trunk.
"What is it?"
Adun cleared her throat. It is time for you to leave," she said.
"No."
"You have to leave."
"No,"
Eru trumpeted and stormed around the room until Adun's teeth rattled. When Adun refused to change her mind, Eru opened the wardrobe door and began to eat her clothes. Adun trembled as Eru ate the beautiful Ankara dress her mother made for her birthday. A piece from her half-eaten school blouse wrapped around the elephant's trunk as it continued to shake its head and say no. There was only one thing Adun could do. She went to her mother's room.
"Mama, there's an elephant in my wardrobe. Please come and see."
"Adun, there is no elephant in your room. If there were one, I would have seen or heard it."
"I am telling the truth," Adun insisted.
"Adun, when the sun comes up, there are places we have to be. Now go to your room and get some sleep."
Eru was standing beside Adun's bed when she returned to her room.
It stuck out its tongue at her before it went back into the wardrobe and closed the door.
Adun sat on her bed and tears rolled down her cheeks. Mama had told her to call anytime she needed help, but now she needed help and Mama would not listen.
The next day in school, during her break time, Adun sat under one of the mango trees and watched as the other children played.
Goke, a boy from her class, stepped on Adun's sandal when he jumped down from the tree.
"I'm sorry," Goke said as a ripe mango fell from his hand into Adun's lap.
Adun picked up the mango and held it out.
"It is okay," she said.
"You can keep it," Goke said with a smile.
Adun shook her head.
"I'm not hungry."
Goke took the mango from her.
"Can I sit down?" he asked.
Adun shrugged.
"If you want to."
Goke sat beside Adun. He peered at her face.
"Why are you sad?" he asked.
"An elephant is living in my wardrobe," Adun said.
Her hand flew to her mouth. She had not meant to tell anyone at school about her problem. To her surprise, Goke gave her an understanding look.
"I once had a parrot living under my bed," he said. "It always had long stories to tell when it was time for me to sleep."
"Did other people see the parrot?"
Adun asked. Goke shook his head.
"It was good at hiding itself."
"How did you get it to leave?"
"I became stronger than it," Goke said.
Adun sighed.
"I don't know how to be stronger than an elephant. It makes me worry all the time."
"Maybe I can help you," Goke said. "There is something I do when I'm worried."
Adun was silent as Goke pulled a speckled feather from his pocket.
"My grandmother taught me the trick. I start by taking a deep breath to inhale the goodness around me."
"Goodness?"
Adun asked. Goke nodded.
"My grandmother said if you take time to look around for goodness, you will find it. When I blow out the air, I blow out my worries. Let me show you."
Goke's rounded stomach pushed against his school shirt as he took a deep breath. Moments later, Goke held the feather in front of his mouth as he slowly blew out the air.
Adun's eye stayed on the quivering feather. Goke pointed the feather in her direction.
"Here, you can have this one," he said.
Adun accepted the gift.
"Thank you."
Goke stood from the ground and dusted the seat of his school shorts.
"I have to go. Bye."
Adun's fingers curled around the feather as she watched Goke walk away. That night, when Eru came out of the wardrobe, Adun stuck fingers in her ears and refused to listen to what the elephant had to say. Adun was still awake when her bedroom door swung open. Her mother walked into the room. She sat on the bed and gave Adun a tight hug.
"My sweet Adun, daughter of Adeshida, granddaughter of Akweke, why are you so unhappy?" she asked. "I want to see my father,"
Adun said.
Mama placed a hand on her cheek.
"You know your father had to wait for the harvest season to be over. He will be here soon, I promise. And if you say an elephant is living in this room, I believe you."
Adun took a deep breath as she tucked her arms between the soft folds around her mother's waist. A smile came over her face as she imagined herself back in the village with her father and mother. When her mother left the room, Adun stood in front of the wardrobe door. Her mother's belief in her made her feel brave. After Adun took a deep breath, she imagined a field of tall, speckled feathers bending to the gentle puff she blew from her mouth.
Adun knocked on the door until Eru stepped out.
"It's time for you to go," she said.
The elephant frowned as it brought its face close to Adun. Even though she trembled, Adun did not move.
"Have you forgotten who I am?" it asked.
She gave a short laugh. "I am Adum, daughter of Adeshida, granddaughter of Apeke. I am stronger than you."
Like before, Eru raised its trunk to trumpet. All Adum heard was a tiny squeak. The elephant lowered its head.
"Good children, don't send their friends away," it said with a wobbly voice. "I am a good child and we are not friends," Adum said.
As they stared at each other, Adum took deep breaths until the elephant began to shrink. Soon, its trunk was as tiny as a dog's tail. Adum pointed to the door.
"Leave!"
Eru whimpered as it packed its things into the small raffia basket and dragged its way across the room. Adam's mouth formed a small O when the door closed behind it. She rubbed her eyes to make sure she wasn't dreaming before she clapped her hands and jumped.
"Mama! Mama! It left! The elephant left!"
The happiness in her mother's voice as it came through the wall reminded Adum of dances at the New Yam Festival.
"Now, will you please go to sleep?"
Mama said.
"Yes, Ma."
Adum yawned as she changed into her nightgown. Being brave took a lot of energy. She climbed into bed and placed the speckled feather under her pillow. Sometimes, big problems only need small solutions. After glancing at the wardrobe, Adum laid down her head and quickly fell asleep. The end.